Good evening. This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Matt. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. Oh, I skipped the whole thing. I'll start that over again here in a minute. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Club Radio Repeater 146.655 MHz. This repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest on Boonville and Jackson Hill. This, again, is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It can break in at any time. Is there an emergency traffic? Come now, please. Now that I'm correct. Sorry about that, guys. Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on May 17th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Menard Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct a net yourself. Net preamble you will find on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Sorry, guys, I'm dyslexic tonight, I guess. This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. Okay, this is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? I will now pause for 15 seconds. Come now, please.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echolink from Oneonta, New York. And Matt, looks like it's just you and me in here so far.
Okay, KD2FPM, Kevin, on the other end of Oneonta, how you doing this evening? The floor is yours.
All right, good evening, Matt, and hello to everyone up the North Country. KD2FPM over here on the northeast side of Oneonta, and we got 52 degrees on the outside under clear skies, and it's a nearly full moon out there. I believe the full moon's either tomorrow night or Friday morning or something like that. So, yeah, nice view tonight. In fact, I just got an alert about 40 minutes ago that the International Space Station was doing a flyover. And unfortunately, though, it was only about 10 degrees above the horizon in the western quadrant for me. And I wasn't able to really see anything. So, that's too bad. So, but like I say, I got 52 degrees out there right now. I had a high of 67, and the humidity today was only 11%, so that was not a good thing. But, yeah, I had one of those magical days myself, as you know well, Matt. I'll give the rated G version. I was a magician today. Everything I touched turned into junk, so I stopped touching things because I don't want to make any more junk out of stuff, so I'm just going to sit back and relax and enjoy. With that, I'll say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Alrighty, Kevin. Thank you for your check-in, and good to hear from you. And I'm actually glad to be back to be on the net, because I haven't been on here in like a week and a half. It's been that busy for me in the evenings lately. And thank you, Kevin, for covering net control for me those nights. Alrighty, this is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Let's now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
This is N2PFM, November 2, Papa Foxtrot Mike. Good evening. No Trap. Good evening to Kevin James and everybody else out there who might be listening as well.
Okay, N2PFM George, thank you for your check-in. I will turn the repeater over to you. How have you been? And glad to hear from you. Sorry, guys, I apologize again. I haven't been in here in the past week and a half. It's been one of those times for me, just trying to get everything done between just getting back to work somewhat, not completely, but somewhat, and fire department's been keeping me wally busy, too, with everything else. So, George, how have you been?
Well, again, good evening, everybody on the net. We've got a temperature here of 45 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature range today was extremely wide. 28 this morning and got up to 72 this afternoon with gorgeous, gorgeous sunshine. I did a lot of work on the railroad today. There'll be a few more days till the first test train can run over it. The track line there for obvious reasons. And not too much going on. I'll see Mama tomorrow at the nursing home. Other than that, there's not really that much going on, which I'm glad of. And stay in one. That catalytic converter, that tailpipe thing should be in tomorrow. And the mechanic told me to call him as soon as it's in, and he'll set up an appointment for me. So with that, we'll say God bless, and 73's all around. And two, PFM clear.
Alrighty, N2PFM, George, thank you for your check-in, and glad everything's going well. Alrighty, KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any other regular members or guests that would like to check in? Come now, please.
WA to you.
And 2KPR.
Alrighty, WA2U John and N2KPR Rich. Thank you guys for your check-in. We'll start off with John. WA2U, how are you doing this evening?
Well, excellent. Thanks, Matt. WA2U, good evening to you and everyone else on frequency and also the multitude of listeners that are out there. I'm sure there are many, many after considering how long the repeater's been on the air. Let's see, had a great day today. Kathy was busy. She went over and did some more sign painting over to our friend's garage. Got some more paint on the sign, so that's shaping up, and I think, I don't know if she's going to do some more of that tomorrow. But these will be at various different places for the garden club. And let's see, I took the generator. Our new generator is to camp today, along with some ammo and some other things, and what else did I do? Check things up around the camp, moved a propane tank from the front of the camp, or the back of the camp to the front of the camp, so I got a little bit of a workout, did that. I had a dolly, but it was still uphill, so that's okay, no problem. Planning on building a deck over there, so we're going to go out Saturday and pick out some hemlock for that. And my friend got a load of his logs, so we still have quite a few logs out here, but I thought, well, might as well go out. I did some stuff out in the shed and organized things and started up both the chainsaws. But it's nice. I've had so much wood out there that it's more of a fun thing rather than have to. Oil was cheap this year. It was like $400 for like a whole tankful, so compared to what it was last year, the year before, it was incredible. I think it was $800 or $900, so we didn't burn a stick of wood, so we've got a lot. I've got a big pile of logs out there, so I'll work on them. I've already started the wood splitter, and that started right up. I was pleased with that. The new generator also started up. Of course, you expect that with one pull, so that's in camp, and I walked around there. It was so beautiful, but boy, do we need rain. We need rain. Walking through there, I'm listening to the radio, and there's been a lot of fires around the area. I know there was a great, fairly good size one up north of us here up in Old Forge. I understand the Woodgate. I understand the ban on that kind of thing. And the moon's out there, just absolutely gorgeous. The peepers are out there doing their thing. Got an email yesterday from our futuristic neighbors over there. They now have an address assigned to them. And they got a lot of work. They expect to have their whole house and septic and well and everything in by the end of May. And they've got some area over there cleared, but maybe they're going to have a whole full people come in and just put everything together. But they've been assigned a 911 location and everything, so there you go. Oh, I ordered a GPS today, so we'll see how long that takes. Kind of a fancy schmancy one, so kind of a totally dedicated, not built into the phone and all that. Very, very accurate on locations, and I can put my own stuff in there besides, so it's kind of neat. Kind of a pocket-sized thing, so I'm kind of anxious to see how that plays. Matt, we'll turn it back over to you, and we'll say good evening to all, and just listen, WATU back tonight.
Okay, thank you, John, WATU. Glad everything's been going good. Glad to hear you again. It's been a while. Good to catch up with everybody. Okay, N2, KPR, Rich, how are you doing this evening?
Well, not doing too bad. I was downstairs. We had a monthly birthday party. So, I don't know whose birthday it was. Maybe it gives us a reason to have cake and ice cream every month anyway. Enjoy the sweet stuff once in a while. This morning, my aide was supposed to come in around 10:30 and 11:30, she saw that show and I was getting a little worried about it, so I called her, found out she was at the ER. She was fighting that grass fire over in Port Lightner, and I guess she inhaled some hot smoke and kind of singed her lungs a little bit, and some of that smoke caused a little problem with her heart, so I don't know if she got admitted or not. I kind of think maybe she might have. But I'll find out. She doesn't show up tomorrow morning or doesn't call tomorrow morning, then I'll have to call her. But outside of that, it's been a fairly quiet day. I went to come back in and watch a movie and I said, nah, there it is, almost at, you know, 9:15. There's no sense of starting that because it ran until about 12:30 and I said, nope. Not going to watch a long movie that, you know, that late tonight. So, like I guess that's going to be a real quiet night. By the way, good evening, everybody. And if you don't mind, I have a query for George. I was wondering what railroad you were working on. That's your KPR.
This is M2PFM. The railroad I'm talking about is in a container in my backyard. It's a HO scale, and I have quite a few different railroads, starting with the LBR and the New York Central, going all the way up to Amtrak and New York Subway and a bunch of other things. So I'm trying to get that in shape finally. They put the base down and everything for me. Didn't do a good job of it, and I had to grind things down, file stuff and everything else to get the humps and all this kind of stuff out so there won't be any more derailments. And finally, I hope to have that done. I might be getting the first test train running over it in the next few days, but I'm sure that won't all be up and running for another week or more, assuming I can get at it for a good length of time each day. With that, N2PF, I'm clear.
Okay, thanks a lot. So appreciate it. Because I got thinking about it. I was going to say, wait a minute. You're a little bit too far from the Adirondack Central. You're also a little bit too far from the MANN. And I said, I'll try to figure out what railroad was running that way. Nice to know it's close to home. And enjoy your fun there. Because the kind of stuff all of us I'm not going to say all of us. A lot of guys would have loved to be able to do. And I enjoyed the big one, and I would enjoy the little ones, too. Okay, thanks again, and good evening, everybody. And 2KPO.
Okay, thank you, N2KPR, Rich, and George, for that information, because I was actually curious about that, too, myself. I've always had an interest and want to do that, but haven't ever really had the time nor place to set anything like that up. Alrighty, this is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any looking for any further check-ins? Looking for any further check-ins? Come now, please. Okay, I guess I'll give a little bit about my day. Past week and a half, been busy trying to get a truck spec'd out for the department. Rescue truck, which we were at the meeting for last night for the commissioners, and that got put on hold for a little while longer. And I've been busy trying to get my vehicle situated around and trying to get my house back in array from where I had my chimney come down and it took down my 2-meter and 70-centimeter antenna, and plus my scanner antenna, so I've been kind of working around here on limp, you know, trying to get everything going properly, but not hearing half the stuff that I would normally hear, and trying to figure out time stuff to get some other things done that I got to get done with KD2FPM, and, you know, squeeze everything in there on the small time schedule that we already have. Rich, hopefully everything all goes well with the admittee there. Hopefully she didn't get admitted. Hopefully she should recover good there from the smoke inhalation. I've been there, done that a few times myself. Not very pleasant. Alrighty, this is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, late check-ins at this time? Come now, please.
WATU with a query for George.
And to KPO with a comment.
And to PS, I'm here. WA2U, M2PF, I'm here.
I'm waiting for Net Control to give me permission to chat with you. It is a direct to Net. I'm sorry, George. Just waiting for command. You need to go ahead.
Alright. Thank you, John. WA2U, go ahead with your query for N2PFM. And I got you down also, N2KPR. You'll be up next.
Yeah, okay. Very good. But, George, I'm just curious. Congrats to you. That's kind of a neat aspect of the hobby. Years ago in the Syracuse area, we used to have a net for everything. We had a railroad as that. It was kind of neat. People talk about all the different scale railroads and share frequencies, and it was kind of really neat. I guess there's a big thing going on with CSX, and well, we won't talk about the existing railroad situation in the state. Kathy and I have taken the railroad a number of times, Amtrak, and had to wait on the side while the freight train went by, but that's another story. I'm just curious, how big of an area, you know, ballpark, not because it's baseball season, but ballpark, how big is the area that you have set aside wherever for your train setup? I'm kind of curious if it's undercover, and I'll listen for the comment, and then you can turn it back to Net, but I will listen. Thanks, George. WAT, over to you.
Well, as I said to Rich before, it's in a 40-foot container, one of those 40-foot steel shipping containers. And you only use it in the winter for obvious reasons. Well, winter, yeah, I wish I could. I only use that in the summer months for obvious reasons. Can't use it in the winter. It'd be way too cold out there and that thing. So, they say I've got one runaround track with the Hellgate Bridge and sort of a partial thing of the different aspects of the subway and its connections into the national rail system, along with everything from the LNBR all the way back to Long Island and New York Central, And of course Metro North, I can't forget that either. And of course, naturally, good old Amtrak as well. So, that's about the size of it there. I got six different yards that are six different roads. So that's about a small yard. Small yard for the L&BR, a little bit bigger yard for the Long Island, and then big yards for all the others. So, that's about the one. Of course, I got the separate subway line, show its connection there, how it went into the national rail system and everything, how it got connected in and all. And I run some vintage subway cars on there, too. The replicas of the models of the older retired type cars and that too, so quite an interesting feature to say the least. Everything goes over the Hellgate Bridge on my layout except for the subway line and 2BFM.
Okay, thanks George. Sounds like you've been doing this for a while and got a lot of time and energy and money and put into it, so congrats to you. Thank you. WATU back to that.
Alrighty, thank you WA2U and N2PFM. And George, that sounds like something I may have to, if you don't mind, have to swing up that way sometime and check that out. I've always had the interest in that. I went down a couple years ago, something like that, down to Steamtown and some of the areas down there and the inside train sets that they had set up. I fell in love with it even more. Always been wanting to do something like that. Alrighty, now we'll go over to N2KPR.
Yep, now I got two comments. One for George and one for you. Okay, George, that is one thing I got to admit, I would love to see. If you ever get a chance to take pictures of it, let me know. Give me my email address, you can send it to me. I don't know if I could ever get out there again, but good name for it would be the Watson Mountain Railway Association. Like I said, that's got to be gorgeous out there. And for you, Matt, you're not the only one. I was a firefighter for 31 years. As an official firefighter. But I also fought forest fires right from the time I was 9 years old. Back when the old steam engines were still running up through thin air, and they'd still kick off, sparks and cause fires once in a while. They would actually pull us out of school. Back when I was that young, I was the final cleanup. Which, they gave me a little bucket of water to walk around with. And I kind of got a kick out of it back then, but now I'm laughing about it. And I know what it's like to have your lungs singed a few times. But I'm paying for it now, and I'll pay for it the rest of my life. But back then, they didn't have all the equipment they have nowadays, which is too bad. Okay, thank you much again. George, thank you, and John, for your info and your comments. And to KPR, 73.
Okay, go ahead, George. You have a reply to N2KPR's comment.
Yeah, this is Roger on that. I'm about, in case you don't get the idea, I'm about halfway between Lyons Falls and Lyleville. So I'm really not that, I'm only about 22 miles from Boonville, if that's where you are. I'm not that far away. And one time, I don't want to say too much over the air, because you never know who's listening and what ideas they might get in their heads and all, especially with some of these terrorist types around today and everything too. So, just say it's going to be probably another week before I get it actually downright again and everything. So, I wouldn't have anybody up there before that. Maybe tomorrow I might, tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, I'll be able to get the track cleaning, one locomotive with the track cleaning car, run the locomotive in reverse and push it around the track there and then pull it around a few times and all to clean up the tracks and all there. First thing is going to be the Amtrak yard. I got that all set up right now. And got one more cross piece to go over where you enter the container, the duck under. So that I still have to do yet. That's going to be a half a project in itself. So with that, we'll say God bless. 73 Zen 2 PSM clear.
Alrighty, N2PFM, George, thank you. I can't wait until you get that all ready to go and we get the okay. N2KPR, I will first say thank you for your service. I started back in 96, 97, one of those, 96, 97. So we had quite a bit different equipment than you did in your time in the fire service, but I do say thank you very much for your time. It takes a lot of dedication to do that. Also, from the time when I started to now, I'm going to say the advancements that they've had with the equipment. When I first got in, I remember the old Scott Pats that were 2.2s, you know, the 30-minute bottle and long snorkel. You look kind of like an anteater or an aardvark, you know, with your mask on. And now up to what they've got now today, everything all integrated, pass alarms, heads-up displays, so you know how much air is left remaining in your bottles, 4,500 PSI, 4,400 PSI bottles for 45-minute bottles. And I do like one thing that they've came up with, which is nice, the communications that goes on the mask, so you can actually understand what each other's saying without having to say what numerous times. Pretty sure you were probably there a few times with that, too. But, alrighty. Thank you, everyone, for the comments on that. I'll toss out there one more time. KD2, JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any further comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now, please.
KPR, another comment?
Go ahead, Rich.
Okay, to give you an idea of what the Scott airbags were when I first started, there was two little bottles on a backpack, and the bottles were approximately maybe 4 inches diameter, and maybe 21, 22 inches long. They gave you about 7 inches of air. And when you put the mask on, you hit the back on, you look like, what was the guy's name, Buzz Rogers? You look just like him, you know, it's the same type of bird pack, like his jetpack was. And to hear what they've got today, it's totally amazing, I'll tell you. But I'm glad to see the technology is coming up there, staying with it, especially for the firefighters today. And I thank all firefighters out there, past and present. Thanks again, and to KPS.
Alrighty, Rich, thank you. Yeah, I could imagine. I wonder if I could find some of those older bottles and packs like that, take to the firehouse and maybe have some of my guys and people that complain about the packs that we have now on how much they weigh, because we haven't went to the carbon fiber bottles yet. We're still using aluminum ones, which we're going to be updating ours here to carbon fiber soon, but they complain and complain how heavy the aluminum are. And I still got a couple steel bottles laying around. I periodically let them get the taste and pleasure of that, and then they look at me like, oh, wow, wow. I would have even more fun, I think, with using the older ones like what you used originally. That'd be fun. In KD2FPM, I'm pretty sure you'd probably get a kick out of that one, too, watching that. Alrighty. Any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? This is KD2JWC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Come now, please.
Yes, that's with the FM. I'd like to add my kudos also for all firefighters and everything that they have to go through. I know for a number of years I've seen things down in my hometown in New York City, where I spent the first 31 and a half years of my life. Many times I've seen sort of things there where firemen had to put their lives in danger, where warehouses suddenly collapsed with their firefighters on the roof. And sad to say how many times some of those warehouse fires took the lives of anywhere as much as 50 or more firefighters at a time. And believe me, as I say, the way I feel is, at least down the big city, police and fire and bus drivers, you couldn't pay them enough to do their job for what they're really worth and what they have to put up with. N2PFM clear.
Okay, I will say thank you, N2PFM. Any other comments? Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 21:35 local time to return to frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in. KD2FPM, Kevin James, N2PFM, George, WA2U, John, N2KPR, Rich. Thank you, everyone. I will say 7-3 for now and hope to catch you hopefully tomorrow night, I'm planning, but we'll see how that works out. Thank you all, 7-3, and I hope to catch you again. This is KD2JWC, and I will be clear.
KOJ for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octane currently on the 145-17. Stations for Octane, come now please.
Answer KPI.
N2KPR, hi Rich, thank you for checking in. You read me okay, Rich?
Yeah, you're easily readable. Scratchy, but you're easily readable. No problem there. Just to let you know, Mark, when you do the call down here, we have a couple of people that convene here on Echolink, so you may have to wait 15, 20 seconds for them to answer. N2KPR.
Okay, very good. Rich, if you want to stand by, I got a piece of traffic for you. If you can stand by, this is Octane. Got a couple more for anyone else that comes in, too. This is Octane.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echolink. Good evening, Mark. Good evening, everyone. Negative.
Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, through Echo Link. Hi, Kevin. Thank you for checking in. Anyone else for Octane? N2KPR, KB2KOJ, ready to copy, Rich? Somebody, did I double with someone? N2KPR, KB2KOJ.
Yep, ready to copy, Mark.
Okay, please copy, let's see here. Let's see, what's the number I want here? 384, routine. Kilo Alpha 2 Zulu November Zulu 10, Liverpool, New York, April 1, break, March, Octane report, I say again, March, Octane report, stations 902, I say again, stations 902, traffic 272, traffic 272, session 31, 73, break, Mark, KB2KOJ, assistant net manager, Octane. End of the traffic, how'd you do, Rich?
We're at your traffic, Mark. Thank you. Hand to keep you.
You're very welcome, and thank you for your support of Octane. Good to hear you, Rich. I haven't heard you in a long time, so good to hear you. Anyone else for Octane? With or without traffic, I'll make this the final call.
Unfortunately, where I am, I can't hit the 17. So, I'm stuck with the little walkie-talkie sometimes. Yeah, nice talking to you too, Mark. Hopefully someday here. And to keep you.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Rich. I hope, hopefully you get to, so you can get into 17. Okay, I'm going to, nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking into Octane this evening. Do appreciate it. And I'll say 7-3 to all. Hope to hear everyone tomorrow evening. KB2KOJ is clear and changing frequency.
Hi, this is KD2FM. I'll be clearing this frequency through the repeater system of Echolink here, and I will hopefully catch you guys again tomorrow night. I'm getting verbally dyslexic, it sounds like, here, so my apologies for that. 7-3, guys, and I'll catch you later. KD2FM is clear.